Robert Scott Duncanson, The Quarry. I am a grandson of a freed Virginia slave, son of a house painter and carpenter. I taught myself how to be an artist. I was born and raised in the Finger Lakes of New York and hired myself out as a young man to do interior work. I advertised in the local paper as a painter and a glazer. By the time I settled in Cincinnati, known as the Athens of the West, I was painting portraits and landscapes. With the help of local businessman Nicholas Longworth, I began to get noticed by some of the wealthy families in the region. Longworth himself commissioned 8 enormous murals to decorate the foyer of his Villa Belmont. I also colored daguerreotypes for famous Negro photographer James Ball. By 1853, I could afford to go to Europe, where I visited sculptor Hiram Powers in Florence and studied Turner landscapes in London, which, to my mind, were the best in Europe. My trip enabled me to better judge my own talent. During the Civil War, I spent some time in Canada, teaching and exhibiting, and my landscapes gained much attention. On my next trip to Europe, I met Tennyson, sketched the Scottish Highlands, and sold the land of the Lotus Eaters to the King of Sweden. In Florence, I got to study the work of Guido Reni and Michelangelo. Michelangelo has no equal. I aim to create a truly great picture. For inspiration, I've also traveled throughout the United States. I've painted in Detroit, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and in New Hampshire's White Mountains. I've had a good deal of work to do, and my friends say I am improving. Because of my light skin and my traditional style of landscape painting, some question whether I should make more of a point of my race. But mark what I say here in black and white. I have no color on the brain. All I have on the brain is paint. I care not for one's color. Love is my principle. Order is the basis. Progress is the end.